This podcast has been brought to you by www.backupreview.info, the go-to website for cloud backup, data storage, data recovery, and business continuity. Okay, so get ready because today we're doing a deep dive into the world of cloud backup and data storage. And we've got some pretty interesting press releases, four of them actually, from some really big names. And we'll be breaking down what it all means, like what's important for you.
Yeah, I think it's easy to forget how much data matters these days.
Right.
It really is everywhere, and it's only becoming more important and more at risk.
Totally. So first up, we've got Backblaze. And they're kind of like the quiet giant of cloud storage, you know? They're not always making headlines, but they're consistently delivering a great product.
Yeah, they just swept a ton of awards from G2, which is a huge platform for software reviews.
Like, it's massive. So for them to get recognized like that, it's a big deal.
It really is. I mean, they won for best estimated ROI and easiest to use, which tells you a lot about what users are looking for these days.
Right, like we all want to save money and avoid tech headaches.
Precisely. I think it's a really refreshing trend to see, you know, a focus on practicality and affordability rather than just flashy features.
For sure. But okay, now get ready for a bit of a shift in tone because our next press release is about cyber threats. Acronis, which is a big name in data security, just dropped a report and, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's not the most cheerful read. Basically, it's showing this massive surge in all kinds of cyber attacks like ransomware, AI-powered threats. It's a lot.
Okay, so give us some numbers. Like, how bad is it, really?
Well, just to give you an idea, they found a 197% increase in email attacks alone. And get this, almost half of all internet users have been targeted by some kind of cyber attack.
I can't even imagine. It's like every time you open your inbox, you're rolling the dice.
And what's particularly concerning is the rise in attacks targeting managed service providers. These are the companies that handle IT for other businesses. So if they get hit, it can have a ripple effect and take down a whole bunch of companies.
That's wild. Okay, well, on a lighter note, let's talk about some cool new tech. Seagate, the data storage giant, just unveiled this super compact SSD. It's like incredibly tiny, but it's also really powerful and durable.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. I mean, we're talking transfer speeds up to 1,000 megabytes per second, and it comes in 1 and 2 terabyte capacities, which is a lot of storage for something so small.
And did I mention it's practically indestructible? Like, it's drop resistant, duct resistant, even water resistant to some extent?
Yeah, you could probably take this thing through the apocalypse and your data would be fine.
So our last press release for today is about Enable, a company that makes software for IT companies. And they had this incredible success story in Ventnor City, New Jersey. They basically prevented a cyber attack in real time using their Adlumin MDR solution, which is powered by AI.
It's a really interesting case study, and it highlights the potential of AI in cybersecurity. The Ventnor City Police Department was actually under a pretty serious attack. Like, thousands of hits were coming in trying to break through their defenses.
So what happened? Did the AI save the day?
Well, the Adlumin system detected the attack almost immediately and neutralized it before any real damage was done. I mean, it was deployed just hours before the attack happened.
Wow, that's getting it close.
It really is. It just shows how crucial these proactive security solutions are becoming.
Absolutely.
Because by the time you realize you're under attack, it can already be too late.
Exactly.
You know, it's like having this digital guard dog, you know, always watching, always ready. But even with that, we still have to be smart. Us, the humans, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can have all the best tech in the world, but if you click on a bad link or download something you shouldn't, well, there goes all your security.
Totally. That's why things like good password habits are so important.
Right. Like strong passwords, unique passwords, that kind of thing.
And it's not just about remembering a bunch of random characters. You know, password managers can really help with that.
Yeah, password managers are a lifesaver. And don't forget two-factor authentication.
Oh, absolutely. That extra layer of security can make a huge difference.
Huge. It's like having two locks on your door. Okay, but what about those phishing scams? Those seem to be getting more and more sophisticated.
It's true. I mean, some of them look so real, so convincing.
I almost fell for one the other day, actually. It looked like an email from my bank asking me to update my account information.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it had the logo, the whole thing. But then when I hovered over the link, the URL was all wrong.
That's a close one. I mean, the thing is, they're getting really good at mimicking those official emails.
Scary good. So what's the best defense?
I mean, vigilance is key, right? Always double check the center. Don't click on any suspicious links. And if something seems off, contact the organization directly.
Good advice. So strong passwords, two-factor authentication, and watch out for phishing scams. What else?
Oh, and keeping your software up to date is super important. I know those update notifications can be annoying, but they often contain security patches that fix those vulnerabilities hackers love to exploit.
Like closing through digital doors and windows.
Exactly. And of course, backups, backups, backups. This is like your safety net if everything goes wrong, whether it's a ransomware attack, a hardware failure, even just accidentally deleting a file, a backup can be a lifesaver.
Okay, so when you're choosing a backup solution, what are the key things to think about?
Well, first you need to decide between local backups, like on an external hard drive, or cloud backups. Both have their pros and cons.
So how do you choose? What are the factors?
It really depends on your needs. Local backups give you more control and privacy, but they're vulnerable to physical damage. Cloud backups are super convenient and accessible from anywhere, but you're relying on a third-party provider.
Right, so security, convenience, and peace of mind. It's all about finding that balance.
And no matter which option you choose, make sure that backup is encrypted and stored securely. You don't want your backup falling into the wrong hands.
That would defeat the whole purpose. Okay, so we've talked a lot about personal security, but what about businesses? What should they be doing to protect themselves?
For businesses, a multi-layered approach is key. That means strong technical defenses like firewalls, intrusion detection systems, all that good stuff. But it also means paying attention to the human element.
The human element?
Yeah, because even with the best technology, employees can still make mistakes that leave the company vulnerable. So employee training is super important. They need to be aware of the threats, the scams, all of it.
Making them cybersecurity advocates.
Yeah, and don't underestimate the power of simulations, like those mock phishing attacks that really helps drive the point home. Like, you can read about phishing in a manual, but it's a whole other thing to experience it firsthand.
Practice makes perfect, or in this case, practice makes more secure.
Huh, right. And just like individuals need a good backup plan, businesses need a robust data backup and recovery strategy. You know, if your systems go down, how quickly can you get back up and running?
I mean, downtime could be really costly for a business.
Oh, absolutely. So having a solid plan for backing up data, testing it regularly, and knowing how to restore everything quickly, that's critical for business continuity.
So it's the plan, but it's also the right people and the right processes in place to actually execute that plan if something happens.
Yeah, you got it. It takes a team. IT folks, management, even employees in other departments, everybody's got to be on board with security.
And what about cyber liability insurance? That seems like a good idea, too.
It's definitely something to consider. It can help cover costs if there's a data breach or a cyber attack. Things like legal fees, customer notifications, regulatory fines, even reputational damage control.
So it sounds like protecting ourselves in this digital world is a lot of work, a lot to keep track of.
It can seem overwhelming, yeah. But it's not impossible. By being proactive, implementing the right measures, and staying informed, we can really reduce our risk.
And remember, the technology is constantly evolving, but so are the bad guys.
That's right. Staying informed is key. We have to keep learning, keep adapting.
Okay, so let's talk more about that Seagate Ultra Compact SSD we were talking about earlier. It's not just small, it's also incredibly fast and durable.
What really excites me about this this SSD is its potential. It's like, it could change the way we think about data storage.
How so?
It's so small, so fast, and so durable. It opens up a world of possibilities. I mean, anyone can use this. Creative professionals, students, travelers, you name it.
And it's tough. Drop it, get it dusty, even a little wet, it can handle it.
Plus, the transfer speeds are incredible. You can back up an entire laptop in minutes, not hours.
Okay, wow, that's fast. And it comes with up to 2 terabytes of storage. That's a lot of space.
It really is. I mean, it's amazing how far data storage technology has come. We used to lug around these bulky external hard drive, and now we have these tiny, powerful SSDs that can fit in our pocket.
It's wild. And as we create more and more data, having these reliable, portable, and secure storage options is going to be more and more crucial.
I completely agree. It's a really exciting time to see how these innovations are shaping the way we live and work online.
So we've talked about proactive security measures, the importance of backups, and the amazing advancements in storage tech.
Yeah.
But there's one more thing we need to touch on, the human factor.
Ah, yes, the human factor, always the wild card.
Exactly. Because even with all the best tech, all the security measures, human error can still leave us vulnerable?
Oh, absolutely. It's those seemingly small mistakes that can really trip us up, like clicking on a phishing link, falling for a scam, you know?
Or even leaving your laptop unlocked in a public place.
Yep, those little oversights can have big consequences.
So how do we minimize those risks? What can we do?
I think it starts with awareness, with education. We need to build a culture of cybersecurity where everyone understands the risks and takes responsibility for their own digital safety.
Making it a habit.
Yes. Exactly. Not just a one-time training session, but something we think about constantly. Regular reminders, tips, those can help.
And what about positive reinforcement? Like rewarding employees for good cybersecurity practices?
Oh, that's a great idea. It's about building a team, a collaborative environment where everyone feels responsible.
So mistakes happen. We get that. What's important is having a plan in place, right?
Yes. Incident response protocols are crucial. If something happens, you need to know how to contain the damage, investigate, and prevent it from happening again.
So minimizing the impact and learning from our mistakes.
You got it. And this is where technology can be a huge help, like those security information and event management systems, the CEM systems. They can help organizations detect and respond to incidents in real time.
Like having a cybersecurity command center, always on alert.
Right, so we can't eliminate the human factor entirely, but by combining education, awareness, and technology, we can make a big difference.
It's about building that multi-layered defense, considering both the tech side and the human side.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, actually, how we always talk about these massive cyber attacks, you know, like the ones you see in the movies.
Yeah.
But honestly, sometimes it's the really small mistakes, the everyday things, that can cause the most problems.
Oh, totally. Like leaving your phone unlocked, using the same password for everything.
Exactly. I mean, it only takes one slip-up, you know, one weak link, and suddenly a hacker has access to your whole life.
It's scary how easy it can be.
It is, and it's not just about individuals being careful. Organizations need to have those good security practices in place, too.
Right, like making sure employees are trained, having strong password policies, encrypting data. That kind of thing.
Yeah, like building a culture of security where everybody understands the importance of protecting data and they're empowered to make good decisions.
So, you know, we talked about Enable's Adlumin MDR solution earlier and how it stopped that attack in Ventnor City.
Right.
That's a perfect example of how tech can step in and help even when humans make mistakes.
It is. Like, even if you click on a bad link, the right security system can still prevent things from going really wrong.
Exactly. It's like having a backup plan for your backup plan.
I like that. A backup for your backup. And that actually brings up a good point about those managed security service providers, the MSSPs.
Oh, yeah. Those are the companies that handle cybersecurity for other businesses, right?
Right. And for companies that don't have like the internal resources to handle their own security, an MSSP can be a game changer.
I bet. It's like having a whole team of experts on your side, constantly watching out for you.
It really is. And they can monitor your systems 24/7, detect threats, respond to incidents. It's a huge weight off your shoulders.
Especially with all the crazy threats out there these days. So basically you're saying even if you're not a tech expert, you can still get that high level of protection.
You got it. And it's not just for businesses either. Individuals can benefit from those kinds of services too, like identity theft protection, personal data monitoring.
It's like having a digital bodyguard.
Yeah, something like that. The important thing is finding the right tools, the way resources to protect yourself and the things you care about.
So let's recap everything we talked about today. We cover a lot.
We did.
All the latest news in cloud backup and data storage, the increasingly scary world of cyber threats, and some seriously cool new technology.
Yeah, and I think the biggest takeaway is that we all need to be resilient.
Resilient?
Yeah, like it's not just about preventing attacks from happening. It's about being able to bounce back when they do.
Okay, I like that. So being prepared, knowing what to do, having those backup plans in place.
Exactly, and always staying informed. The threats are constantly evolving, so we got to keep learning, keep adapting.
Absolutely, and remember, there are resources out there to help. Websites like www.backupreview.info are fantastic for staying up to date on all the latest trends and finding the right solutions.
It's a great resource.
So as we wrap up, we want to leave you with one final thought. In today's world, data is both our greatest asset and our biggest vulnerability. But by being proactive, by being resilient, and by staying informed, we can face those challenges head on.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of cloud backup and data storage. We'll be back soon with more insights and discussions on all things tech.
Always a pleasure.
Until next time, stay safe, stay informed, and keep those digital defenses strong. This podcast has been brought to you by www.backupreview.info, the go-to website for cloud backup, data storage, data recovery, and business continuity, DACOR.